is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, and Ross Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Paul McCartney. Good to have you with us. We're going to be talking about some more FTX today. It's unavoidable. It's everywhere. So we're just going to be dealing with it. It is what it is. We'll just try to work through it all together, try to gain the best sense of understanding of what is happening right now. I see Sam Bankman-Fried is out here tweeting like crazy, digging himself a deeper hold than is needed. He's being slammed by lawsuits now. There's a class action lawsuit against him, celebrities who endorsed his brand. But more critically than that, there are bankruptcy proceedings going on in the United States and in the Bahamas. I've heard some talk about something transpiring in another jurisdiction, and I'll tell you where we got that from. But we're going to deal with both bankruptcy proceedings in the Bahamas and the U.S. And if you hear me saying bankruptcy and you're going to say, well, one, it's a provisional liquidation, I'm just going to use the terms interchangeably. The bottom line is the companies are insolvent wherever they're domiciled, and I'm just going to go with bankruptcy for now so I don't keep having to go back and forth with it. All right. So let's start from the top. So FTX was placed into provisional liquidation on November 10th. Brian Sims, King's counsel, was appointed as provisional liquidator. Since then, he's had some other liquidators appointed to be joint provisional liquidators. He's filed a Chapter 15 bankruptcy in New York. Travis Cartwright Carroll wrote a story about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to go through some of what he showed. And I'm going to try to lay out why this is going to be problematic just in legal terms, and then we can talk about what it's going to mean from a governmental perspective. So just from a court perspective, this thing's a mess, and I'm going to try to articulate how big a mess it is and then go from there. All right. So let's read Travis Cartwright Carroll's story, all right? And, you know, anyway. Tom Brady and all that rah-rah-rah, that's great. All the celebrity stuff, but this real life I'm dealing with here, this is like real life consequences at the end of the day. Tom Brady and who are they? Coco Gauff and whoever the hell it is, they're going to be just fine. I'm talking about what this means for us and the magnitude of this thing and how it's unavoidable that we're all going to get tied up in it moving forward and how it's not just going to go away. It's not just going to die down. So I don't want to get caught up in distractions. All right. Wait until they start filing class action lawsuits against the Bahamas as a country. Yeah. No doubt. So how does that one work? Where are they going to file that lawsuit? Who's going to adjudicate that? Like the Hague? They got crimes against humanity? How's that going to work? They're going to sue us here in the Bahamas? Is that what's going to happen? Let me know. Wrap your legal mind around it and tell me how that works. And maybe it does. So we says this Travis Cartwright says FTX liquidator files in U.S. court. Sims explains entire brand of FTX ultimately operated from the Bahamas. I'm gonna tell you just in a minute why it's gonna get sticky. Well, it's already sticky, but it's gonna get stickier. In my estimation, Brian Sims, KC, one of the joint provisional liquidators appointed to oversee the winding up of FTX, said he did not authorize anyone affiliated with FTX to file for bankruptcy in the United States and rejects the petition. Okay, so that right there complicates it. I'm going to have to go through this and through the Chapter 11, which I'm going to go through, which is kind of astounding, to help you understand how much more complicated this actually is and is going to get. Sims also said the findings of the liquidators indicate that serious fraud and mismanagement might have occurred at the crypto exchange firm. The revelation was contained in a 33-page Chapter 15 bankruptcy filing in New York. Chapter 15 bankruptcy allows U.S. and foreign bankruptcy courts to collaborate when assets are spread over multiple countries. According to the U.S. government, generally a Chapter 15 case is ancillary to primary proceeding brought in another country, typically the debtor's home country. The joint provisional liquidators are seeking recognition of the Bahamas liquidation as a foreign proceeding under the U.S. bankruptcy code because FTX Digital maintains its center of main interest in the Bahamas. Bit of background, Securities Commission of the Bahamas froze FTX's assets last week and applied to the Supreme Court to appoint Sims as a court-supervised provisional liquidator. The commission announced late Monday night that the court also approved Kevin Cambridge and Peter Greaves of PricewaterhouseCoopers as joint provisional liquidators. On Friday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried announced the company and 134 affiliates filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. District of Delaware and that he's resigned as CEO. FTX Digital Markets Limited is incorporated in the Bahamas, operates as a digital asset business under the Digital Assets and Registered Exchanges Act. Sim said the entire brand of FTX was ultimately operated from the Bahamas. He said, despite the seemingly complex structure of the FTX brand companies, the entire FTX brand was ultimately operated from a single location, the Bahamas. All core management personnel, likewise, were located in the Bahamas. Sims gave an outline of FTX's global structure to make his case. So I want you to listen carefully to this part because we're going to be referencing this in a little bit. All right. And I know what everyone goes, oh, everybody is a crypto expert now, an FTX expert now. Yeah, shut up. All right. Just shut up. Yeah, we're all FTX and crypto experts now. It's all in our face and we've been researching it. And if y'all were such savvy crypto experts, you wouldn't have gotten your money fleeced by SBF. So, yes, we're all crypto experts now. We're all FTX experts. Shut up about it. Stop trying to sound cute. We're going to get all the information we can, and we're going to present it. Because I'm wagering you guys who are looking for clout didn't know any of this either. This says, Sam Bankman-Fried was the founder and controlling owner of the FTX network of companies that established the FTX brand and which were managed and operated by FTX Digital in the Bahamas. The FTX brand includes Alameda Research Limited, a quantitative digital asset trading firm also founded by SBF. Pardon me. Alameda is a wholly owned subsidiary of holding company Alameda Research LLC, which, upon information and belief, is wholly owned by SBF. In addition, SBF is the 100% owner of Paperbird Inc., which is the 75% owner of FTX Trading. Both Paperbird Inc. and FTX Trading are holding companies. FTX Trading is the sole 100% owner of FTX Digital, FTX Hong Kong, FTX Japan Holding, KK, FTX Gibraltar Limited, FTX Canada, Inc., FTX Europe, AG, FTX Digital Holdings Singapore, PTE Limited, and many other entities. SBF is the majority owner of West Realm Shires, Inc., doing business as FTX US. Repeat that. SBF is the majority owner of West Realm Shires, Inc., DBA FTX US. And if you're looking at the filing where it says D/B/A, that means doing business as. West Realm Shires, remember that name, West Realm Shires, doing business as FTX US, is majority owned by Sam Bankman-Fried. For regulatory purposes, FTX US provided within the United States subset of services offered by FTX Digital. In the filing, this is Travis now. We got the story continued. In the filing dated November 15, Sims also said, notably, FTX Digital is not part of the Delaware petition. We're going to go through Delaware petition. That's why I want you to pay attention to this. Notably, FTX Digital is not part of the Delaware petition. As of the date of the Delaware petition, no person other than me, as provisional liquidator, was authorized to take any act, including, but not limited to, filing the Delaware petition in connection with FTX Digital and FTX Digital's subsidiaries, to the extent the authority of FTX Digital's directors and management was requisite. I did not authorize or approve, in writing or otherwise, any of FTX Digital's officers, management, or employees to file or cause to be filed the Delaware petition. Okay? So they're filing a Chapter 15 in New York. A Chapter 11 was filed in Delaware. Okay? He says, based on my years of experience practicing law in the Bahamas and information provided to me by the Securities Commission of the Bahamas and pending further analysis, I reject the validity of any purported attempt to place FTX affiliates in bankruptcy insofar as such filing required FTX's digital officers, directors, or management to approve and authorize such action. Okay? So Sim says he was a provisional liquidator, and there should have been no action taken to put the company into bankruptcy in the U.S. Okay? He says he rejects the validity to the extent that such filings required the authorization and consent of FTX Digital Officers of Management. Okay? Now, let's see. Let's go to the Chapter 11. That was the declaration. This is the declaration in support of the Chapter 11 filing. So Chapter 11 is bankruptcy court. You go to the bankruptcy court and you ask for protection of your assets, so liens aren't placed against them, so people don't come and swoop in and claim them XYZ. So it's the court has oversight of it all, and it's going to be worked out through the court. And the bankruptcy court will deal with it. You can file all your other lawsuits and everything like that. But the assets, all of it, it's supposed to be protected by the court. Same thing with provisional liquidation here in the Bahamas. The court is now in charge of what happens. And the court will appoint somebody to say, you direct it, you come, to, you let us know what you want to do, and then you report back to the court, and we'll look at it. So Chapter 15 was an application. This declaration is to support the Chapter 11, which was also an application. Okay? This is John J. Ray III. We're not going to go through all of it, but we're going to go through a bit of it so you, to help you understand. Right? It says, I, John J. Ray III, hereby declare, under penalty of perjury, perjury is lying to the court, which can get you put in prison, as follows. One, I am the chief executive officer of the above captioned debtors. The debtors in this case is FTX Trading Limited. And debtors in possession, collectively the debtors. Okay? FTX Trading Limited et al. So all the companies. Okay? So the debtors are the ones who owe the money, and the creditors are the ones who money's owed to. Okay? He says, having accepted this position in the early morning hours of November 11th, 2022. Okay? So provisional liquidation happened in the Bahamas on November 10th. John J. Ray III became chief executive officer of FTX in the early morning hours of November 11th. Sam Bankman-Fried previously was chief executive officer. He was still that on November 10th. That changed on November 11th. He says, my first official act in these roles was to authorize the Chapter 11 filings of the debtors and the commencement of the above-captioned Chapter 11 cases. Since my appointment, I've worked around the clock with teams of professionals and a confidential cybersecurity firm to secure the assets of the debtors wherever located, to identify reliable books and records, to assemble the information necessary to provide to this court, and to respond to numerous inquiries from multiple regulators and government authorities, including the U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and the U.S. Congress, among others. Okay, so let's slow down. So the Securities and Exchange Commission does not regulate hedge funds in the United States of America. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission is supposed to be regulating hedge funds, okay? But the Securities and Exchange Commission can investigate you if you've run afoul of federal law, as can the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, as does the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Congress, which has oversight of the entire system, can also request you to give over information, or subpoena you, actually, to give over information. Why Sims is saying he rejects this petition is because he wants the power to issue subpoenas, etc., so he has full control from here. John J. Ray asserts that he's now CEO of FTX, and he was authorized to put it into bankruptcy. And he explains what's going on. He says, I have over 40 years of legal and restructuring experience. I have been the chief restructuring officer or chief executive officer in several of the largest corporate failures in history. I have supervised situations involving allegations of criminal activity and malfeasance, such as Enron. I have supervised situations involving novel financial structures, such as Enron and Residential Capital, and cross-border asset recovery and maximization, such as Nortel and overseas ship holding. Nearly every situation in which I've been involved has been characterized by defects of some sort of internal controls, regulatory compliance, human resources, and systems integrity. Never in my career have I seen such a complete failure of corporate controls and such a complete absence of trustworthy financial information as occurred here. from compromised systems integrity and faulty regulatory oversight abroad to the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals, this situation is unprecedented. Okay? Now he goes, he talks about case objectives, but we ain't gonna get into all that. Okay? He says these proceedings in the District of Delaware are the appropriate means to accomplish these objectives. I'll tell you the titles of the objectives. Implementation of controls, asset protection and recovery, transparency and investigation, efficiency and coordination, and maximization of value. Okay? He says, corporate organization identification of four silos. Listen, because it gets complex. For the purposes of managing the debtor's affairs, I've identified four groups of businesses, which I refer to as silos. These silos include a group composed of debtor West Realm Shires. Remember that? West Realm Shires. Doing business as FTX US. So whenever you hear West Realm Shires, you're talking about FTX US. Whenever he's talking about silos now, where he places these groups into different categories. The first silo he calls the West Realm Shiler silo, or the WRS silo. It includes businesses known as FTX US, Ledger X, FTX US Derivatives, FTX US Capital Markets, and Embed Clearing. And I'm going to show you how deep this goes, how complex this web was that Sam Bankman-Fried had going. The second silo, debtor Alameda Research LLC and its debtor subsidiaries, a group composed of debtor Clifton Bay Investments, LLC, debtor Clifton Bay Investments, LTD, debtor Island Bay Ventures, INC, and debtor FTX Ventures Limited, all right, will be known as the Ventures Silo. Debtor FTX Trading Limited and debtor and non-debtor subsidiaries, the .com silo, include the exchanges doing business as FTX.com and similar exchanges in non-U.S. jurisdictions. These silos together are referred by me as the FTX Group. Listen to me. What I just said just now, did you hear the words FTX Digital Markets Limited? At all. No. Right? It's completely absent from the proceedings. Yet, FTX Digital Markets, as I explained to you, was in complete control of all these companies via Sam Bankman-Fried. And so that's where the stickiness gets started. Each of the silos was controlled by Mr. Bankman-Fried. Minority equity interests in silos were held by Zhijiao Gary Wang and Nishad Singh, the co-founders of the business, along with Mr. Bankman-Fried. To my knowledge, no single investor other than the co-founders owns more than 2% equity of any silo. Now, he says the diagram attached to Exhibit A provides a visual summary of the silos and all the indicative assets in each silo. All right, I'm not going to go through each silo, but what I will do is highlight for you a couple of things that he said. Actually, I'm going to do that after I show you this. So I want to explain the complexity of this, and we'll go to a break because he discloses what kind of cash they have, what kind of systems they have, and it's just a mess, an unholy mess. Okay? So here's this. He has four silos and recovery purposes, all right? But that's not what I want to show you. That's not what I want to show you. What I want you to look at is how deep this rabbit hole goes, man. All right? So let's look at it. I'm going to go part by part, right? So I can explain to you what exactly has just how deep this was. Okay? Because I don't know what happened. I let me not say that. I can't explain what transpired. Okay, so here we are. Okay? This is a flow chart. At the top of the chart, it's Sam Bankman-Fried, the majority owner, and then there's Gary Wang and Nishit Singh. They started the entire, they're at the top of the food chain in the flow chart. The flow chart flows out to West Realm Shires. All right, they had a total of 77.75% ownership of that. West Realm Shires, Inc. is domiciled and registered in Delaware. All right, remember when we keep talking about how we get dinged for tax evasion and all this other stuff and banking secrecy? Nobody beats Delaware. All right, that's where you go when you want to do your best to avoid taxes and oversight. So West Realm Shires owned Hawaii Digital Assets, Inc., Delaware, FTX Lend, Inc., Delaware, Pioneer Street, Inc., Delaware, Good Luck Games, LLC, Delaware, FTX Marketplace, Inc., Delaware, West Realm Shires Financial Services, Inc., Delaware, Digital Custody, Inc., Delaware, Embed Financial Technologies, Inc., Delaware, Ledger Holdings, Inc., Delaware, West Realm Shires Services, Inc., doing business as FTX US, Delaware. These companies split off into FTX Capital Markets, LLC, Delaware, FTX Digital Assets, LLC, Delaware, FTX Vault Trust Company, South Dakota Trust Company, Embed Clearing, LLC, Delaware, Ledger X, LLC, Delaware, FTX US Trading, Inc., Delaware, FTX US Services, Inc., Delaware. Okay? So that's West Realm Shires. Let's go straight down from what Sam Bankman-Fried them controlled, not through any other group. Hilltop Technology Services, LLC, Delaware, Cedar Grove Technology Services, Antigua, Deck Technologies Holdings, Delaware. Okay, let's go to Alameda Research, LLC, registered in Delaware. This owns Hanman Group, Inc., Korea, Verdant Canyon Capital, LLC, Delaware, Alameda Research, KK, Japan, North Wireless Dimension, Inc., Delaware, North Dimension, Inc., Delaware, Alameda TR Limited, Antigua, Alameda Global Services Limited, BVI, Alameda Research Holdings, Inc., Delaware, Alameda Research Limited, BVI, Ledger Prime, LLC, Delaware. These split off into Ledger Prime Digital Asset Opportunities Master Fund LP, Cayman Islands. That goes into, registered under those, is Cottonwood Technologies Limited, Antigua, Euclid Way Limited, Antigua, Cardinal Ventures Limited, Antigua, Alameda Research PTE Limited, Singapore, North Dimension Limited, BVI, McLaurin Investments Limited, Seychelles, Alameda OS Pty Limited, Australia, Alameda Research Yankari Limited, Nigeria, Alameda TR Systems, Panama, Strategy Arc Collective Limited, Antigua, Blue Ridge Limited, Antigua, Cedar Bay Limited, Antigua, Cottonwood Grove Limited, Hong Kong, Hive Empire Trading, Australia, SNG Investments, Yatırım, Turkey, Alameda Research, Bahamas Limited, Bahamas. The Alameda Group also controlled Goodman Investments Limited, British Virgin Islands, Killarney Lake Investment Limited, British Virgin Islands, Atlantis Technology Limited, Antigua. Note that a lot of these names are familiar to you as Bahamians. Killarney, Goodman, Atlantis, right? Clifton Bay, yada, yada, yada. All right? But you only heard the name Bahamas once so far, all right? So if I go through it all, the Bahamas pops up in these companies about 3 or 4 times. Maybe about 5 or 6 times. But I won't read it to you because there are about 50 more companies involved that were registered under FTX Trading Limited. But I'll show you this, that FTX Digital Markets Limited, Bahamas, was registered by FTX Trading Limited, Antigua. If you can understand the complexity of what was going on here, it just boggles the mind. All right? Boggles the mind that these guys had this. This is, and that they were able to figure this out so quickly is very, 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 very serious. Impressive that they were able to figure this out so quickly. It's amazing. You've got a Mangrove Key Limited in Antigua. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store. Every day, the Italian way.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. It's a place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat. WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a King combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bahamas, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We are talking about what's been going on in the courts. So I explained to you that the company was put into provisional liquidation on November 10th. On November 11th, John J. Ray was made CEO of FTX, and he put the company into Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Delaware in the U.S. Then we had Brian Sims, KC, the provisional liquidator, the joint provisional liquidator. He filed a Chapter 15 in U.S. court in the U.S. in New York. Okay? I explained to you why they said they were taking this company into bankruptcy in the States and why they said that they wanted the Chapter 15 recognition. So today, first thing this morning, they're probably waiting, the CEO of FTX and FTX Trading Limited filed an emergency motion to transfer the Chapter 15 proceedings in New York to the court in Delaware. And what he says has some really revealing stuff, okay? So he says that it is distressing that the joint provisional liquidators appointed by the Supreme Court Commercial Division, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, for FTX Digital Markets chose to file the Chapter 15 case in New York rather than in the District of Delaware, where these Chapter 11 cases are pending. The JPLs and the Securities Commission of the Bahamas were well aware of the pendency and location of the Chapter 11 cases when they filed the Chapter 15 case. On November 13th, in response to concerns, unidentified actors, including actors potentially operating out of the Bahamas, were attempting to access certain of the debtors' digital assets. Proposed counsel for the debtors sent a letter attached as Exhibit A, and we can go through that, to Mr. Sims and the Bahamas Securities Commission. In addition, on November 15th, the JPL's U.S. counsel reached out to FTX U.S. proposed counsel. In response, a Zoom call was held, during which potential avenues of cooperation were discussed and the Joint Provisional Liquidators Counsel was briefed on FTX U.S. ongoing work and plans to move these Chapter 11 cases forward. No mention was made of the provisional liquidator's intention to file the Chapter 15 case. Accordingly, there was no opportunity to discuss venue. There was no doubt there will need to be close coordination between the Chapter 11 cases and the Bahamas proceedings related to FTX Digital Market. Whether that proceeding justifies the granting of relief under Chapter 15 must first be determined. Having two bankruptcy courts consider related issues simply makes no sense. It would result in potentially inconsistent opinions, duplication of effort, and unnecessary expense. I'm going to have to run over into our news time a little bit, Ali, because I want to just get this off because we got a guest coming in. So just give me 2 minutes, okay? The filing of the Chapter 15 case without advance notice and in New York is a blatant attempt to avoid the supervision of this court and to keep FTX Digital Markets isolated from the administration of the rest of the debtors, which constitute the vast majority of the remainder of the FTX group. Under normal circumstances, that would be inappropriate and grounds for transfer to this court. But these are not normal circumstances. Mr. Bankman-Fried, the co-founder, appears to be supporting efforts by the joint provisional liquidators to expand the scope of the FTX Digital Markets proceedings in the Bahamas to undermine these Chapter 11 cases and to move assets from FTX U.S. accounts in the Bahamas under the control of the Bahamian government. All right. And they use Sam Bankman-Fried's tweets about how he don't like regulators. Yeah. All right. He said, in addition, in connection with investigating a hack on Sunday, Mr. Bankman-Fried and Mr. Wang stated in recorded and verified text that, quote, Bahamas regulators, quote, end quote, instructed that certain post-petition transfers of debtor assets be made by Mr. Wang and Mr. Bankman-Fried, who the debtors understand were both effectively in the custody of Bahamas authorities, and that such assets were custodied on fire blocks under the control of the Bahamian government. The debtors thus have credible evidence that the Bahamian government is responsible for directing unauthorized access to the debtors' systems for the purpose of obtaining digital assets of the debtors that took place after the commencement of these cases. The appointment of the joint provisional liquidators and recognition of the Chapter 15 case are thus in serious question. It appears that the automatic stay has been flaunted by a government actor, no less. This is no time to be arguing over venue. The debtors' Chapter 11 cases were first filed and pending for almost 5 days when the Chapter 15 was commenced in New York. The court should transfer the Chapter 15 case here and issue a stay as necessary to ensure there are no proceedings before the Southern District of New York until the transfer question is effectively resolved. And let me just very briefly, Ali, show you the, read for them the letter that they filed, that they sent to the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. So I told you it was going to get complicated, and it's far from over, and we can't act like, well, leave the Bahamas out of it. Sullivan Cromwell, LLP, 125 Broad Street, New York, New York. Big money. It's Wall Street, baby. Securities Commission of the Bahamas, Point Santa House. Mr. Brian Sims, KC, Provisional Liquidator. This is November 13th, 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, we write on behalf of FTX Trading Limited and its affiliates listed in the exhibit hereto. Collectively, FTX debtor entities, and our capacity as their proposed U.S. legal counsel. As we believe you're aware, on November 11th, FTX debtor entities filed voluntary petitions for relief under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. Okay. As a result of the commencement of the proceedings, the FTX debtor entities are protected by the automatic stay of Section 362 of the Bankruptcy Code. All right. So, basically, they're saying that any actions otherwise are illegal. If you do anything to violate what's happening, that's legal. He says, and he lists the relevant statutes, and he says, taking any action to create perfect or enforce, create, perfect, or enforce against property of any FTX debtor entities, any lien to the extent that such lien secures a claim that arose before the commencement of Chapter 11 proceedings, and taking any action to collect assets or recover a claim against any FTX debtor entity that arose before the commencement of Chapter 11 proceedings would constitute a violation of the law. He says, as such, these protections extend to any property of the FTX debtor entities located in the Bahamas. Violations of the automatic stay can result in damages, sanctions, and penalties, which will be sought as and when necessary. If you have any questions, please holler at me. bromleyj@sulcrum.com or gluksteinb@sulcrum.com. copied John J. Ray III. Okay? We're talking about 100 companies, yo, that are currently before the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. 100 under the umbrella of FTX. We got to go to the news. We'll be back. We'll be talking about International Men's Day for a few minutes, and then we'll dig back into this and you can weigh in.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We are going to get back to FTX in a few minutes, but in the interim, we got with us Mr. David Williams, who's going to talk to us about International Men's Day, which is coming up in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, welcome. Welcome.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Once again, I say thanks to Dwight, who provided this opportunity on Guardian Radio. International Men's is actually November 19th, which is this Saturday coming.
Okay, excellent.
Right, and so we had a week of activities. We began with a church service last week, Sunday, at Chapel on the Hill.
Okay.
We had a walkabout in the community. Just yesterday, we visited with the mother of the young lady who was shot and killed about 2-3 weeks ago.
Right.
And so what we're planning, continuing our week of activities, tomorrow we're having a concert. It's a Stop the Violence, a peace concert on the park in Montel Heights. We have a number of guest artists who will be there joining us. Sweet Emily, Christian Massif, Big Bra, Barry G, Peter Runks, Apostle Leroy Butler, Kingdom Mime, and a number of groups. And what we're seeking to do is send a clear message to persons that we believe in a non-violent and peaceful society. Mm-hmm. And then for Saturday, we're actually having a ceremony where we're awarding a number of men who have done some work in the community. And this ceremony will be Saturday, 3 p.m. at Chapel on the Hill. And so we just don't only want to invite men. Now, we want the women to come by. We have some light refreshments. We want to honor Dr. David Allen from the family, who have done a lot of work with at-risk youths, as well as the men. We want to honor also Dr. Eric Fox from Tane Challenge, an anger management specialist. We want to honor the King of Junkanoo, my man of business, as a Saxon, Percy Vola Francis. Yeah. You know, then we want to honor Reverend Anthony Sands, President of Prison Fellowship Bahamas. We're also honoring Minister Hugh Roll and Inspector Kelrico Burrows, Mr. Omar Thompson, also Leonard Ferguson. I always know him as Link Scavala, familiar with him through music. We want to honor Reverend Sammy Roll, the Boys Club. We know him for a lot of work with the Boys Club. And then Sergeant Rudolph Pratt. And so International Men's is an organization for men coming together. Mm-hmm. And the theme is men leading by example. We're encouraging our men to be example. Where there's the absence of a father figure in the home, we're encouraging our men to adopt boys, of course, you know, young men. We're encouraging them to get involved in school activities because that's one of the things we do. And even up to last year, myself, Dr. Carlos Reed, Apostle Henry Higgins, Keith Cox, and a number of others, we were going into communities. Mm-hmm. And so we're going into communities. What we have is what we call it a peace on the street prayer rally, where we talk to young men because at the end of the day, they won't come into the church, right? And so we go to the streets, we meet with them. A classic example is, like I said, what I saw in Rock Crush again last night, where we brought a number of young men in particular together, ladies too, but young men. We had a prayer rally, we did some singing, we had some talking, some sharing. Dr. Carlos Reed shared his testimony as to where he came from and a number of other persons. And so this is what we were doing, going into the inner city communities, reaching the young men who we normally would not, like I say, come into a church. Mm-hmm. And so International Men's Day is November 19th. It's in 80-plus countries around the world. And it was reunited because it stopped in 1999 by Jerome T. Luxink out of Trinidad, a professor at the UWE. So that's some of the information I wanted to share.
Yeah, well, I like what you guys do because you don't shy away from the concept of men and masculinity and having strong values and really taking care of the family and being leaders in the community. And it's something that a lot of times we've seen diminish.
Right.
With a lot of men not being present in their homes, present in their communities.
And we have a healthier that's coming up, not a part of the event, but something I want to share because one of the things, Vaughn, I've learned over the years is that as men, you know, we tend to shy away. And I've heard you had guests talk about it from taking care of our health. Mm-hmm. And we recognize the importance of our health. I know here you talk a lot about health, right? And like I shared with you, when I compared to the last time I saw you so many years ago compared to now, you're a new person, a different person, you know? And I'm sure that's because of healthy choices you made.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And so the Adventist Health Professionals actually having a free event, and I need to emphasize this, this coming Sunday on Marshall Road, it's 9 to 5, it's a health fair. Mm-hmm. They're offering free blood sugar testing, free blood pressure checking. But these are the two I like. You can get your eyes checked absolutely free, and you can also get dental cleaning absolutely free.
Oh, really?
Now, this is an event that is held only once a year, so you won't see this until next year this time. And so I want to encourage persons, especially men, In this case, I'm going to be not be gender neutral. I'm going to be gender biased. And that is to encourage the men. I say they got to beat me there, right? Don't meet me there because I want to take advantage of the free teeth cleaning, especially that, mm-hmm. as well as I wanted to get my eyes checked, right? Being a person over 50 years old. So, you know, if I could go get that stuff free, you rather than pay to the doctor. And so the Adventist Health Professions, it begins at 9 in the morning, 5 o'clock. I want to encourage persons to come out. The last one I attended was, there was a tremendous amount of people. So I want to encourage you to come out early, put in your appointments, come out early. And for men, let's let them check the blood pressure. Mm. Let's check the blood sugar. Because as men, we're dying quicker than women. You know, and then we're leaving the children behind. We're leaving them to grow up without a father figure. And so that's Sunday, 9 to 5, the Adventist Health Professionals Fair. All the services are actually free, but you must come early. Put in your appointment so you can have your eyes checked. Also, like I say, get your teeth clean, the blood pressure, have that check. Don't take it for granted. Also, you know, do the sugar testing. And as a part of International Men's Day, as I was saying, men leading by example, we're trying to do our part because Ron, I was about to say the privilege, but I guess it's not a privilege. I've been involved in prison ministries now for over 20 plus years of my life, right?
Oh, excellent.
Right, 22. And, you know, the disparity, when you look at some over 1,200 men incarcerated today,
mm-hmm.
Under the age of 35, I think my last statistics there was about, 70%.
Wow.
That's mind-boggling.
Wow.
To see so much of our young men incarcerated.
Mm. Wasted.
And we use, you know, I always tell the young men, we talk about this might ride or die. But a lot of the men can say, once you're incarcerated, these persons, will they ride or die? You don't see them no more. Mm-hmm. They're asking people like me or you, man, hey, Dave, or Vaughn, put something on the gate for me. So we're doing our part as a preventative measure, right? We're also in the schools with Prison Fellowship and the International Men's Day. As a matter of fact, I just got an invitation. I responded yesterday to form a boys club in one of the schools because we need to start now at the primary level. Mm-hmm. We need to reach these young men. And I'd say this, I've said this before, and I want to say this again. Vaughn, over 30 years ago, while I was at Guardian, at BEC, mm-hmm. I came here as a young man, 21 years old. I'll never forget this. And at the time, they were circulating this bill, I think, talking about a national youth service.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, one of the older gentlemen said to me, well, boy, Dave, that's for y'all. Y'all going to join Penland Army. But I say, if we had joined what they call Penland Army then,
the country could have been totally
different.
This country
would have been completely different.
Yeah, I
so I'm advocate that if we can, whichever government, we can now look at some national youth service.
Correct.
And I'm thinking mandatory. Because now some of the persons have grown into a lifestyle of crime. And that is not to say we can't do anything, but let's bend that tree while it is young. Let's get at the root mm-hmm. now. Let's go in those primary schools. Let's work with them so that 10, 15, 20 years, when your children are much older, they can grow up in a different society.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, David Williams, very much for coming on. I appreciate the work you're doing. And it's dedication and selflessness like yours that'll make sure that we continue to have strong men in this country to be leaders and be present in the community.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much for the opportunity, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back. We'll be talking some more about FTX. Stay tuned.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate $5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Star 106 FM, Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and Visage presents Fish Fry Fridays. It's the last Friday in every month, and this month we're giving thanks for life. Friday, November 25th, gates open at 6:30 p.m. at the 12-volt bar, Margaritaville, downtown, with live music by Visage, featuring DJ AI. It's the party for for the grown and sexy. $25 cover charge, one free drink with entry. Or experience the Fish Fry Friday Buffet at the Vacation Cafe for $55 before the event and enjoy complimentary party access. It's Fish Fry Friday. This Friday, November 25th, as we give thanks. Park safe and secure all night for $10. Bring your parking ticket to the entry for validation.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases, like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. This says, don't forget, Jollification at the Bahamas National Trust is this weekend. Jollification's back. Sand Dollar will be covering admission for BNT members with a Sand Dollar wallet. If you're a non-member and you have a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet, Sand Dollar will take $10 off the cost of your ticket, which means you'll pay only $5. Children ages 5 to 17 with an adult who has a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet get in free. Sand Dollar discounts are available to a limited number of attendees, so you may want to get the Jollification early. It's November 17th and 18th. If you got a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet and you're a BNT member, you get in free. If you're a non-member, you have a Sand Dollar-enabled wallet $10, take $10 off the cost of your ticket, which means you'll only pay $5. I have a $10-enabled wallet as we speak, which is Canoe. Children ages 5 to 17 will get, with an adult who has a $10-enabled wallet, get in free. All right, cool. So I can tell you that, and don't let nobody lie to you and tell you Bahamians can't get things done fast if they want. They have yesterday, day before yesterday, there was no perimeter wall for the BNT where they're constructing the new roundabout outside of BNT and Queens College, which I don't understand. There was no perimeter wall. There was probably a 4-foot drop where they had dug down into the dirt and rock there. There was a trench that was probably 5 feet stretching all across it, and they were still had a bunch of pipes they were still going to put down. This morning, both sides of the perimeter wall are up at BNT around the roundabout. There's no longer a huge dip. They filled it in. They got the roller out there smoothing it down. The trench is covered up. So you should be in good shape for jollification. Although I do suspect that they're just going to go dig it all back up after. All right, so I outlined for you what was going on. I'll give you a little bit more info here. But let me say this, and I'm happy for you to weigh in with text messages. If you want to call, for the love of the risen Christ, please stay on topic if you can. If you can control yourself, please. They're going to study this in colleges and universities in years to come. Okay? You know, remember Enron, who John J. Ray was a part, the third was a part of? He was the person who took it through bankruptcy. Enron, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, WorldCom, they study those in business school as to how to avoid calamity. This is going to be added to the curriculum. I'm not even guessing. I promise you that. So let me tell you a couple other things that I'll take a call in a minute, Ali. Well, let's take the call now, and I'll tell you a couple other things John J. Ray said that pertain to the Bahamas in his supporting declaration for the Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Not the request for an emergency stay, not request for transfer, emergency transfer, but the supporting declaration. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon.
How's it going?
All is well. Quick. As related to the bankruptcy situation with these various companies, is this similar where Bahama had applied for bankruptcy in Delaware because they had a couple of companies incorporated in Delaware too?
Yeah.
So it seems like these investors, they incorporate companies in Delaware, but they come into, go into other jurisdictions.
Yeah.
So there's been time for them to file for Chapter 11,
right.
They could run to Delaware.
Right.
But I don't know if the Bahama case law is going to affect what's happening with this FTX situation. Because you remember the judge in the Bahama case ruled that they had to get everything done through liquidation here in the Bahamas. Despite
right.
the fact that he had filed in Delaware
right.
and the companies that they had, that they incorporated in Delaware, he allowed them to deal with that situation. So I don't know if similar, from reading the rulings of the Bahama case, I see some similarities in this case.
There are similarities, but I'll show you a difference. And in fact, the similarities are more than one, because if you would recall, Brian Sims, he was legal counsel for the China Exim Bank
right.
in the Bahama matter, right?
Right.
And so ultimately, the Chinese Exim Bank was able to come out victorious. Okay. So there's similarities, but there's a difference. The issue with Bahama was over the property, you see?
Right.
That was the main asset. Was
right.
the actual physical property. The hotel
property.
Was built.
Right.
The land was already owned, and it was all here. It couldn't move. This thing is dealing with digital assets.
But they have some physical assets, too.
They do, and I'm going to get into that. But it's not like the $32 billion or whatever, or the $10 billion that they owed was stuff here in the Bahamas. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so
it was just digital currency
so
that's out there in the ether, and they're not sure where it was.
Yeah, that's a serious I think, first time, I think.
Yeah.
Something like this is going to happen. So the court ruling has set precedent.
Right.
So that's a good thing. But I see some similarities, like you said, but all this other stuff. There's a total, but the lawyers could be making plenty of money because I know how quick they can get to resolve all of that.
Oh, yeah. That no good. That's at the end of the day, if the lawyer can make money.
Yeah. So I know.
Everyone else could go broke. The lawyer could come out making money.
And like I said, the Bahamian government, when these investors come here, you got to try ask them, do you have any company form? You just form a company in Delaware before you come here to form your company in the Bahamas? Because right then and there, at least they protecting themselves. They trying to protect themselves. You can't blame them.
But this guy, let me show you something, man. As early as this summer, this guy was the darling of the crypto universe.
I know.
There's no doubt that he's a brilliant guy. He managed for a while to juggle 100 companies, but he just ain't that brilliant to do it by himself.
And a lot of them companies probably just shell companies that are moving money. So it can be harder for you to trace, shell companies, because he claims it is all over the globe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, and I'm not trying to be a hater, right? Remember when Bahamians were upset that they were like, we can't get involved with this and da-da-da-da-da. Boy, at least we weren't able to sink a bunch of money into this like so.
Exactly, because, a couple dollars, only a few Bahamians really got money to...
Because you could imagine if Bahamians had invested their life savings into this thing and the government let them do that and this happened?
Yeah. So, and this company only formed, I think, in 2019. It ain't been running along.
No, it hasn't. It's maybe 2020, you know.
You see? And people was jumping on it like, I guess that's the flavor of the year.
Yeah, because I mean, you COVID, see this...
I think, too, because of COVID, a lot of people had time on their hands.
Right.
And that was being pushed out there via the internet and stuff like that. So
I'll tell you something. I'm no crypto expert or anything like this. But if you see what happened with, the U.S. is talking about, the Bahamas bad. Fine, right? They let Terra, one of the biggest...
Fold up
and collapse. And that led to a lot of that. The stable coins that they talk about with the U.S., those fold up and collapse. Crypto
These crypto stuff... These cryptocurrency, they ain't got nothing backing them. That's like currency people swilling around with them. They don't have nothing backing them.
And let me show you something. So in Canada, it's completely regulated, all right?
Yeah.
In China, it's banned, all right? In Singapore, it's heavily regulated. In Hong Kong, now it's heavily regulated. And the U.S. now is going to bring the hammer down. They're running out of places to do darkness. And I don't think that central banks around the world are going to continue to let these guys play these games without serious regulation.
No, because staying in and barking them at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah,
I can see this changing.
That's what I got to listen to.
This is going to change the cryptocurrency market to me forever. I could be wrong about that.
Okay. And then next couple of years, somebody else can come along with something, and we get up in the same situation. Like every 10 years or so, we have a major financial situation somewhere, especially coming out of the United States.
Right.
But this can't really damage, thank goodness. This can't do that much damage to the financial situation in the U.S. or even in the Bahamas.
It might damage our reputation, and that's
right,
to a
certain extent. Really? But we always bounce back.
Absolutely. We have a resilient sector,
right,
absolutely.
So I'm one being, I don't panic when these things, the sky falling on us and all that kind of stuff. The sky was supposed to fall on us with Bahama. The sky ain't fall, so thank God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, bro.
All right, man.
Keep up the good work, man.
Good observation, you too. All right.
Yeah.
Now, so he's right. There are similarities, but that difference is that the asset they were fighting over was actually in the Bahamas. This stuff is, someone says, what's the difference between Chapter 11 and Chapter 15? Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and that's a good question. Chapter 11 bankruptcy is to allow U.S. companies to be protected by the court to grant them time and reprieve from their creditors, liens, lawsuits, etc., taking possession of their assets, to give them time to restructure their company, organize their assets in such a way that they can satisfy the creditors in an organized manner. So it's called bankruptcy protection. So I go to the court to say, look, I need your protection. I need you to protect me. You can have full control of all the assets. You can have full control of all the financial information. I need protection because my creditors are out here. I can't pay them all right now. If I buy myself some time and reorganize in a transparent manner with the bankruptcy court, look at my list of creditors and organize them by priority, I can not just go completely belly up. All right? So that's
Chapter 11. Chapter 15 bankruptcy is to allow a U.S. court to recognize bankruptcy proceedings in a foreign country because you have aligned interests. The company is both in the U.S. and the Bahamas. We have foreign proceedings going on in the Bahamas. We want you to recognize that, so we're filing for a Chapter 15. Now, what Sims wants is for himself to be recognized as the Bahamas to be recognized as a jurisdiction, and for the Joint Provisional Liquidators in the Bahamas to have full control over even the companies registered in the United States. The John J. Ray III, who's now the CEO of FTX, he says, no, not only should you not have total jurisdiction, all right, we don't understand why you would file in New York when we're in Delaware. We talked, he said, and you never mentioned that you were going to go do this, and you certainly didn't mention any venue because we never talked about it in the first place. Why would you want it to be in New York when we're over here in Delaware? We're in Delaware representing 100 companies. Why would you file in New York? And so now he's gone to the court in Delaware and asked them to have the proceedings moved from New York to Delaware because they don't want two different courts issuing two different sets of rulings, disparate rulings. So in a nutshell, that's what's happened. All right? I told you it was going to get messy. Let me help you out with some things he said also in his Chapter 11 declaration of support for the Chapter 11. Anyway, let's do the phone. It says, sir, you can help us by not taking calls. Well, if you're not focused, I can help you. Last caller actually was good. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm saying at this point, I'm very grateful that the AG we have in place at this point understands U.S. law,
yeah,
Bahamas law, and he's also a financial expert. So I believe at this point, we'll be all right. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I know one thing. Him at the helm as AG,
right.
I think we'll be all right.
Okay. I'm all glad right, you expressed confidence in him.
All right.
All right. Good. All right. So, we're looking at some information where now the CEO, the current CEO of FTX, is saying that it should not be in the Bahamas. The proceedings should not be left to the Bahamas because the Bahamian government is now acting to subvert the process in the United States. And that is what they allege. Don't blame me. This is what the man has said. Okay? Let me go back over it, and then I'll tell you some other things he said in the previous filing. All right? And at the end of the day, you're a sovereign nation. You don't really want to play chicken with the U.S. It just is what it is. You just got to know where you are in the pecking order. All right. So it says, let me show you what he says that's harmful to our government. All right. And why they don't want this left in the Bahamas, because they say that Bankman-Fried's now working under their direction, the government of the Bahamas, our direction. So see if it's me. And I want my name getting called over and over and over. Y'all let Delaware deal with it, okay? Y'all go deal with it in Delaware. Okay, it says, I read this before, but I'll say it again. It says, Mr. Bankman-Fried, the co-founder and controlling owner of all of the debtors and of FTX Digital Markets, which is domiciled in the Bahamas, appears to be supporting efforts by the Joint Provisional Liquidator to expand the scope of the FTX digital market proceedings in the Bahamas, to undermine these Chapter 11 cases and to move assets from the debtors to accounts in the Bahamas under the control of the Bahamian government. Now, that's a damning thing to say. All right? And the fact of the matter is, these U.S. lawyers, they're not playing tag football or flag football, right? They're full contact playing with knives and machetes. All right? Says Bankman-Fried appears to be supporting efforts by the Joint Provisional Liquidators to undermine the Chapter 11 cases in the U.S. bankruptcy court and to move assets from FTX's accounts in the Bahamas under the control of the Bahamian government. It says in verified messages posted through Twitter, Mr. Bank, and I tell you, Twitter can get him in problems. You keep talking. This way, it's going to all end up in court. All right? Mr. Bankman-Fried just yesterday expressed profane disdain for regulators, his regrets that these Chapter 11 cases haven't been filed, and disclosed his goal. Okay? So here's what he said. It disclosed his goal that we win a jurisdictional battle versus Delaware to have any proceedings occur in the Bahamas as documented in the following exchange. And they show his Twitter messages. So Bankman-Fried, there's a Vox.com article, right? Because we're FTX experts now, correct? There's a Vox.com article where he was direct messaging and texting with the author of the article. And he says his biggest regret is having FTX been taken into bankruptcy court in Delaware. That's his biggest regret. Because Bankman-Fried, as smart as he is, as weird as he is, as possibly delusional as he is still convinced that he can come up with $8 billion. Someone's going to fund him $8 billion to make this all right. And that ship has sailed big time, right? And so Bankman-Fried is on the record saying he does not support Chapter 11. He hopes that they win a jurisdictional battle. These U.S. People who now are in control of FTX are saying that he's working with the Bahamian government to try to subvert the courts in Delaware so that they could bring everything back so Bankman-Fried could possibly take back control and make this all whole. Now, that's a stretch, but Bankman-Fried show a helping by keeping talking on Twitter. Twittering and tweeting and all this. It says, in addition, in connection with investigating a hack on Sunday, Mr. Bankman-Fried and Mr. Wang stated in recorded and verified texts, someone take this man phone, that Bahamian regulators instructed that certain post-petition, after Chapter 11 petition was filed, transfers of FTX's assets be made by Mr. Wang and Mr. Bankman-Fried, who the debtors understand were both effectively in the custody of Bahamas authorities, and that such assets were, quote, custodied on fire blocks under control of the Bahamian government. Now, see, Bankman-Fried can get him in problem, he can get us in problem. So I just saw a picture of Bankman-Fried chilling at the food store in Albany yesterday. And you ain't in custody, player. What y'all talking about? Right? Now, a lawyer will say what they got to say to get what they need to get from the court. I get it. But he ain't in our custody. Now, I don't know if he could leave the country, but he's not in our custody. He's not been arrested. He's not been taken in for question. Fernander said he hasn't. Wayne Monroe said he hasn't. Now, if in custody you mean he's speaking with regulators, no doubt. All right? It goes on to say the debtors thus have credible evidence that the Bahamian government, let's slow down. When they're referring to the Bahamian government, they're referring to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Securities and Exchange Commission don't exist without the government. All right? So it's effectively a state agency. All right? That's a regulator. Now, it works independently of the government, but at the end of the day, Bahamas is Bahamas. Right? So this says, the debtors have credible evidence that the Bahamian government is responsible for directing unauthorized assets to the debtors' systems for the purpose of obtaining digital assets of the debtors that took place after the commencement of these cases. This says, the appointment of the JPLs and recognition of the Chapter 15 case are thus in serious question. It appears that the automatic stay has been flaunted by a government actor, no less. This is no time to be arguing over venue. And let me show you what they said in the letter that Sullivan and Cromwell, I'm in the wrong business. I should have been a lawyer. I swear to God. As boring as what y'all do seems, it's the money's just out of control. This says, so here's what he said. Or maybe I should have been like a financial analyst or something. I don't know, Ali. I can't do it. I need to build something. You know what I mean? I need to create something. This says, it appears that the automatic stay has been flaunted by government actor no less. Here's what the letter said. And the letter's dated November 13th, right? So this says, violations of the automatic stay. This is the letter to the Securities Commission and the Joint Provisional Liquidator. Violations of the automatic stay can result in damages, sanctions, and penalties, which will be sought as and when necessary. Okay? All right. This is going to get sticky. The Securities Commission needs to answer this. That can't go just unanswered. All right? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give... And the gentleman was talking about Baja Mar. I think this is going to be several orders of magnitude worse than Baja Mar. That's just me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, you know what, playa? You go ahead and y'all go to Delaware, and y'all deal with it there. A. B. Bankman-Fried, you gotta leave, bruh. Okay? You got your permanent residency or whatever it is you got, that's up. You pack your stuff. You ain't got too much. You look like you got about 6 t-shirts and 3 backpacks and 1 pair of sneakers. Pack your things, right? And you go. You ain't got to go home. But you got to come from around here. Anyway, let me do some of let me read this first. I know I didn't read, and I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Let me read what he said in his petition from the 13th. He says, this is what John Jerry III said. He said, FTX did not have the type of disbursement controls that I believe are appropriate for a business enterprise. For example, employees of the FTX group submitted payment requests through an online chat platform where a disparate group of supervisors approved disbursements by responding with personalized emojis. So they say an online chat platform. He's talking about Slack, all right? So the Slack app lets you share documents. It's like WhatsApp, but a little more sophisticated. I hate it, right? But he's talking about Slack. They were in a Slack group, and they would request payment, and people would give emojis. So you'd hit you with a payment, an invoice, and you get the thumbs up. All right, boom, bet. Can I transfer this money? Thumbs up, buddy. He says, in the Bahamas, I understand that corporate funds of the FTX group were used to purchase homes and other personal items for employees and advisors. He said, I understand that there does not appear to be documentation for certain of these transactions as loans, and that certain real estate was recorded in the personal name of these employees and advisors on the records of the Bahamas. Okay. I understand that in the Bahamas, corporate funds of FTX were used to purchase homes and other personal items for employees and advisors, and there isn't any documentation to say that these were loans and that they recorded these transactions in the names of these people in the Bahamas. So this was my money that you took that you didn't record as a loan, but you went and bought houses for people, cars for people, Range Rovers perhaps, and you put them in their name. So how do we even track that as our asset? He says, finally, and critically, that this is the declaration of support for the bankruptcy. He says, finally and critically, the debtors have made clear to employees and the public that Mr. Bankman-Fried is not employed by the debtors, FTX US, and does not speak for them. Mr. Bankman-Fried, currently in the Bahamas, again, Bahamas, Mr. Bankman-Fried, currently in the Bahamas, continues to make erratic and misleading public statements. Mr. Bankman-Fried, whose connections and financial holdings in the Bahamas remain unclear to me, recently stated to a reporter on Twitter, F regulators, they make everything worse. and suggested the next step for him was to, quote, win a jurisdictional battle versus Delaware. So, this is a movie, all right? They can cut a movie about this eventually, but it's a movie they cut in real life right now. This movie here. And it don't look like it can end well. All right. Say cheapest we give them the FBI one time. One time. Tell it, you got to go, bro. You got to, oh, I give you all donate. No. The congressional hearing, we ain't sign up for all that. So, we sign up for all of this that you got going on. We thought you just coming in and do regular business, player. We thought you was just rich and happy and weird, and you just coming here to do business, and we was with it. We ain't sign up for all this 100 company shell game derivative. What you got going on? It says he needs to be gagged. Correct. Says Juan, respectfully, we can't let him leave just yet. He got to do at least 48 hours in the Department of Corrections and get a good cut skin because he sounds like a brilliant spoiled brat. He's no doubt brilliant. Maybe a couple ticks too smart for his own good. This says, what is his Twitter account? I think it's at SBF. I follow him on Twitter. I don't do much Twitter, but I get like alerts, and so I'll look and see if something's on Twitter. It says, Bahamas must transfer this case to the USA. It says, I went to medicine. I should have done law. The point is brought home when this FTX thing came to light. Yeah, a lot of people can make a lot of money. Like lawyers, it's super boring from what I can tell from all the lawyers I talk. Well, most of the lawyers I talk to are the good lawyers are geeks. And so they get like their jollies off of like case law and all this other stuff like that. I like to keep it moving, or I like to build something. I like to create something. You know what I mean? So we're building a product. We're doing a product. Like that's, I'm into that. I do enjoy looking at the law though. It says, sir, I told you before, go and get your law qualifications. Well, you know, one day maybe. It says this looks bad for our present leaders as corrupt and the country as a whole. Get our natural resources and stop settling for smoke and mirrors. Juan, why the government wanted to take millions of dollars from our carbon credits to put into FTX without coming to the public? No, that's not what was going on. We don't have time for me to explain what the crypto carbon credit thing was. But that's not what was going on. It says, where can I get the documents you're reading from? You can go to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware website. And you can also go to the Southern District of New York Bankruptcy Court. It's all online. I can't get you like the URLs, but you can start looking at me on Google. One, SBF has a lot of explaining to do now, because now the U.S. Senate, led by Elizabeth Warren and Dick Durbin, has subpoenaed him to come there and bring files, and U.S. Congress, led by Maxine Waters, sent for him to come and bring files and get to the bottom of this. One, he will plead the fifth because it's one big mess. Well, no subpoena has been issued at all. As far as I'm aware, Maxine Waters is chair of the House Finance Committee. But she's going to lose that position because the Republicans have taken control of Congress. Remember y'all was around me, said the Republicans didn't do great? They took control of the U.S. House of Representatives, not the entire Congress, but the U.S. House of Representatives. The Senate remains in Democratic control, and Uncle Joe remains in the White House. Trump's running for office again. Why Trump don't sit down? 300 million and all. You know how many great, intelligent, very straight, pearly white teeth Americans I've met who are super smart and nice and attractive and cordial? Y'all can't find nobody who are Republican. Y'all can't find nobody else. Y'all done did that. Y'all can't find nobody else. Besides Trump, come on. What about my man DeSantis? Anyway, that's your business. Do what you got to do. We got to get out of here. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be back Monday. And who knows what will happen between now and then. Stuff was all good just a week ago. All right, we got to go. You guys take care out there. Lang's up next. Have a great weekend, Bahamas.